doing interviews myself. The ones who be having me running around.
I hear you, man. Well, now, for those that aren't up on San Quentin, can you give them a short description of who you are, where you from, and what makes San Quentin have so much staying power in the independent game?
Well, I'm a Bay Area rapper. Some will call me, you know, along the lines of, like, you know, they say a living legend. I've been doing it for 15 years in the Bay Area, but independently, without you knowing me and without calling myself a legend. I've just been rapping since I was 15 years old. I put out 8 solo albums. I sold over, you know, 250,000 units myself altogether, accumulated with San Quentin Records, along with collaborations like Messy Marvin, San Quentin, and San Quentin, and Black and Brown Entertainment. And I'm here in 2008, still pushing.
Got you. Like, you, as you mentioned, you've released quite a few projects independently. I know you had some exposure to a major label in, like, around 96 with the Hustle Continues project. What did you take away from that experience, and do you ever envision a situation where you might go back to a major label situation?
Man, when I think about that situation every day, because I would be a lie to say I wouldn't have wanted to succeed on a major label correctly. But, you know, Master P succeeded, we didn't. You know, we was the other side of the coin.
Right.
And being that we would, you know, quote unquote, fail in eyes and had to remain independent, it, you know, that shit hurt. You dig what I'm saying? But I'm rapping with that chip on my shoulder. I still want national and international stardom, but now it's just going to have to be on another financial level, because I couldn't go to being a 10% artist who couldn't have my skateboards and couldn't have the energy drinks and the record stores and all the shit that I got already while rapping. You feel me?
Yeah, I got you. So I want to talk a little bit about that business savvy that you kind of just mentioned. So I read in an article, I unearthed an article from a couple years ago, and you said that you were going to challenge yourself to become a better businessman. So how are you progressing in terms of being a businessman?
Man, I could honestly say that I'm doing better. Yeah, I'm doing better. And all of us could always get sharper and be more punctual. But I'm definitely making moves, like everything has a sense of urgency behind it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just like I didn't even mean to put off your interview for however many minutes. You dig what I'm saying?
No,
but it's just everything must be taken care of, because I am a new artist. Whether I'm old or new, I'm new, like, far as, nigga, you can fall off like one of these new niggas. You dig?
Yeah.
Or you can fall off like one of these old niggas. But just maintaining the status of being relevant is the main thing that I've been doing, and through my business, you know, like I say, the sense of urgency is what makes me relevant, because I'm knocking it out when it show up.
Cool. Now, we're definitely going to get into some music things, but what do you have, what business ventures do you have outside of music right now?
Well, right now, I had a San Quentin skateboard.
Okay.
I had a San Quentin skateboard that I got jumping off that I'm doing through FTC for the city. They got stores in Japan and, you know, stores out here in San Francisco. They might have a store somewhere else in the world, because that's just how they rocking. But they based out of San Francisco. My partner Kent, he been had the store for like 20 years. He, you know, hip-hop and skating kind of go hand-in-hand, especially in San Francisco, being that it's diverse, you know. I might live next door to my white boy partner Eric Paul, who, you know, ride skateboards, but we still selling crack, or we playing basketball or going to church. You know, that's how Frisco is. You feel me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Being that I have friends that was already in the skateboard world, you know, ex-taggers and all the shit, it wasn't hard for Kent to say, you know what, we should do a deck with you. You know what I mean?
Nice.
And I ain't never had nothing against kids skating, you know. I'm more against kids carrying guns and trying to slay each other, you know.
Yeah.
Or whether they call it square or trying to say, well, it's white or whatever. It's like, it's exercise. It's millionaires being made out of off a skateboard. You dig what I'm saying? Like white and Latino. So, you know, it's something that was cool. So I got the skateboard going on. I sold like 2,000-3,000 decks, like at $50 a piece.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, we split the profit, me and FTC. And then I also have a the Hip Hop Fight Federation that I'm trying to get going. You know what I mean?
Okay.
With like how they got the what's up, man? Put your shoes on, excuse me. You know how they got the Iron Ring and shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to get that going for the West Coast. Me and my partner James Gordon, who I'm who I also have with him something that he has going that I'm a part of is called June Bay Prep, where we helping young people who are less fortunate, you know, no color blind or barrier or whatever, preferably black and Latino, because we are lacking in going to school. We not going to college at no alarming rate. You know, we not going at an alarming rate. So June Bay Prep is to help send kids to college, bottom line. You feel me?
Nice.
And I'm gonna help them with housing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you gotta qualify. I'm not sending no jackass to school, you know, shit like that. You dig? And June Bay in Swahili means to pass the torch. You feel what I'm saying?
Nice. And that kind of leads me to what I was gonna ask you next. In that same article, I read where you were saying that. Well, essentially, you seem to be very community-minded, and you were talking about the possibility of talking to the mayor at the time about how hip-hop can be a positive effect on the community. So what other types of things are you doing in the community? Obviously, what you're doing with the schools and whatnot, that's huge. That's big. So anything else that you're doing in terms of the community?
Well, you know what? I just shot this San Francisco video. We got this album coming out before my solo drops. It's called All City, 41 Fever. And it's a group with me, Big Rich, and Boo Bang Gun, and the rest of the rappers in San Francisco. It's not a compilation. People try to push it off as a compilation, but really what we're forming is a unity, a union among San Francisco rappers.
Okay.
Nothing against nobody else, nowhere else. So that's one thing I've got going on. I just spent, you know, we just spent a nice amount of money and shot a good video for the San Francisco Anthem video.
Yeah.
And we've been getting a little play on MTV Jams, and it's on YouTube where I'm showing that black people exist in San Francisco. And I mean, I got people around each other that wanted to kill each other, and they still do, but for the sake of the video and for the sake of the movement, you know, black people and Latino people being recognized in San Francisco before we totally ran out of here, we did that video. And I mean, that's, and he gonna have to recognize me. Gavin Newsom, he could go around me, you know, they still been giving me problems. Talking about I got a hit out on me, or I get a mob hit because they, one of my good friends was at a party and he got killed in the party. It was my party. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was at the Independent, you know. And he was in a witness protection program. Now, I didn't know that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gotta act like a nigga knew that. You dig what I'm saying? I would have hate to hear it. And I, you know, that my friend that I grew up with was in a witness protection program, but I don't have nothing that nobody could tell him. You feel me?
Yeah.
So why would I allow a hit to happen? You feel me?
Yeah.
And the dude that did the hit is dead, and it's just like they still pressing the issue on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, a motherfucker gets shot at the club, they want to bring up San Quentin, you know? Or he was there. You know, it's just all the bullshit. You feel what I'm saying? And it's not, and then with the positive moves that I'm making, the things that I'm doing, and how powerful hip-hop is economically in New York and in Atlanta, and these people say that they need money for their city and they got potholes and shit, how could they not tap into me? You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It really opened up the economic doors to, you know, the economics of hip-hop in San Francisco instead of trying to go around it, because they know that we make enough money to be richer than Gavin Newsom in 4 or 5 years. You feel what I'm saying?
I hear you. Okay. So, kind of transition a little bit. What's the best piece of advice that somebody's ever given you?
To believe in God, man. You know, have faith in God. Have faith in God and think positive. Talk positive. You hear what I'm saying? I got a mouth that speaks, you know, what my heart is filled with, right? And I'm a good man. And I bring a good treasure, and that's who I want to be around. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's it. That's it. Somebody just told me, stay at it, stay thanking God, and stay positive. Stay thinking positive, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So what's your greatest strength, and tell me why?
My greatest strength, I'll say, is that what can I say my greatest strength is that I'm really into music. I'm really into not having a weak verse on the album.
Yeah.
You know? You feel what I'm saying? I can't be him, you know?
So consistency and pretty much.
That's it. I'm not going to be the reason why my team lost. It'll be somebody else, you know, not on the rap tip. So like I say, once again, trying to elevate myself to that level on the business level where, you know, my business is going to be together. I'm not going to be the reason that my team lose.
Gotcha. You know? So speaking of on the music tip, tell us about your upcoming projects. You know, when can we expect this? Where, you know, when's it dropping? Give us a little heads up on what's going on in terms of music projects with you.
Well, All City 41 Fever is about to drop August 20th. And that's the, you know, the group album, the brand new GLP, if anybody's familiar with that. With me, Big Rich, Boo Banger, Even Odds, Kelly Mac, you know, the Gamblers, you know, a multitude of others. You know, I don't accidentally leave people out. Seth the Gaffler, Lil Quinn, you know, a bunch of people. That's coming out August 20th. Then we have my brand new solo album, From a Boy to a Man, coming out September 26th through SMC Universal.
Okay.
And we're going to have a good year. We're going to rock.
Nice, nice. Hey, and Lil Quinn, that's your son, right?
Yeah, my son, Lil Quinn, is my son.
Okay.
His video is up right now on MySpace. And Zaki is my son. That's his brother. But his video is up on MySpace right now, Children of the Future. YouTube, we're trying to take him to another level with it. You know what I mean?
I hear you. So is it hard? Seeing your son go through it, obviously, I'm sure he got the desire from his father. So is it hard to see... to see your son go through things? I mean, does he ever get discouraged and you have to kind of keep his confidence up, or how does that kind of work?
Yeah, he just wonder why certain shit ain't a certain way. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Why you ain't on TV and, you know, all the shit that a kid is going to ask, especially if it's in the business.
Yeah.
And then I explain to him, you know, some of the mishaps and, you know, how I was a teenage father with him too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was doing all that 19 years old since I've been with his mother and we still together. So, you know, raising a family, that sacrifice within itself, you did.
Yeah.
So, first of all, tell him to keep his wing in his pants, you know, as long as he can.
Yeah.
And then, and business is business. Business is, you don't get lucky, you be prepared when your time comes.
True.
I'm just preparing them. That's it.
Okay. So, any last words?
I'm playing for it. Get on your shirt. Hello?
Yeah, it's all good. Any last words for WCNN? Let them know how they can stay on top of what you got, like your MySpace page or anything like that. Go ahead, the floor is yours.
You can look up San Quinn on MySpace.com, San Quinn, and Google me, San Quinn. And also, if you want to YouTube me, San Quinn, SANQUINN. Also, if you want to buy some of my shit, you dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could go through Ingrooves. Ingrooves. Go through Ingrooves. Or go to any store and look on the shelf on the rap section. It should be some San Quinn.
All right, for sure. All right.